Blog Talk
This is Chris with IMTN Worldwide Radio on the air for January 18th, and want to go ahead and throw my little shout-outs and everything. I got a quick show today. I'm probably going to do another couple of test shows because it doesn't look like I have too many people listening tonight. First of all, I want to shout-out to Jasmine of Jasmine Design and Photography. She's been shooting a lot lately of my models. Annalisa, she did her first shoot last week, and she also did a shoot with Carmela Besso and Anna at the beach the other day, and I've already seen some pictures, and those are really looking good, so I'm excited about that. She also shot Jerrica Lynn and also a model called Amaryllis, so I'm excited to see those eventually. I want to give out a shout to Jessica Rochelle, good friend of mine out in VA, her thing. I want to mention some of the newer models that are going to be working with me, including Annalisa and Carmela Besso, of course. Also Meg Monet, Allura, Amia, Shamara, and also Jasmine Stacks, and also Ruby Red and Nina German. So shout out to everybody there. Wardell's play is in a couple of days, so you can go to Facebook and look for Wardell Richardson, and you can get information in regards to his play. It's on January 24th, definitely check that out. As always, you can check out the live version of my radio show on YouTube. I have a lot of video from my trip to Fort Myers, Florida the other week. You can go to youtube.com/IMTMCEO1, and you can get a lot of footage of what kind of happens when you want stuff to happen. There was a photo shoot, and I got footage of working out and just all kind of cool stuff, so check that out when you get a chance. And, of course, I have a lot of new pictures up on the MySpace page now. Go to myspace.com/IMTMForever. And, of course, if you have a question about anything in regards to the radio show, the television show that's coming out soon, you can always email me at imtmworldwideradio@gmail.com. You can hit me up there, as well as hit me up in regards to show topics. The first hour show is coming up soon. The partial theme of the show is going to be non-information. You know, in the industry, a lot of people tell you stuff, but they don't tell you what you need to hear to make you be able to make a good decision on what you want to do. So I'm going to do a partial theme for the first hour show in regards to why is there so much non-information out there. I'm also going to interview a few people. Krista Elise, I'm definitely going to be interviewing in the first hour-long show. I'll probably be interviewing Annalisa about her first photo shoot, as well as a few other people within the industry, so check that out. Let's see, I think that's all my shout-outs for now. Let's see what's going on here. Also, I might be in Atlanta soon, possibly going up there for some photo shoots within a week or so. So people who haven't seen me up there that way have a chance to get to see me again. Also looking to move myself down to the Southwest Florida area, whether it be Boca Raton or Fort Lauderdale or even Miami. I am looking to move in the near future, so I'll be looking out for that. Let's see who's on the line. I have somebody on the line here. Let me see something. 704. Let's see, who might this be? Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello? Hello, caller? All right, I guess I don't have a caller. Tonight, since I don't have that many people on, I am going to go ahead and kind of briefly talk about the trip in Fort Myers. I went down there primarily to visit some of the newer models that I do have. because they were just getting started, some of them, and some of them had not met me in person. So I decided to go ahead and go down there, kind of sacrifice a little bit to do it. But I think the trip was worth it overall. Got to meet a lot of new people, a lot of friendly faces. They treated me nice down there, especially Annalisa and Carmela Beso. Really had a good time visiting them. Shout out to Daniela and her pancakes. I'll talk about that probably later in the week. That'll be fun. Like I said, we did her first photo shoot, and Jasmine was really good in regards to helping her shoot for the first time. I had practiced the day before in regards to poses, and we went through hair and wardrobe and the whole nine yards, so that the next day she was much more comfortable than what she was saying. So it definitely helped her out that I came down. And a lot of girls down there now definitely motivated to move forward the rest of the month in regards to just getting themselves ready to do some stuff, going to submissions, getting their documentation down pat and all that kind of good stuff. I'm going to try this caller again. I see they're back on. So hold on one moment, folks. Let's see who this is. 704. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. Hello, can you hear me? Again, that didn't work. Hopefully I'm on the line. Otherwise, I'm talking to myself this whole time. That's not cool. And they hung up again. One of the things is also I do have more models that I'm working with, along with the ones who've been with me for a period of time. Definitely look at their albums on myspace.com/IMTMForever. They have individual albums to where you don't have just one picture on there. You have multiple pictures to kind of get an idea of some of the facets that they can do within the industry. On the IM TM, the other page that I have, myspace.com/intellectATL, you get to see a lot of videos that some of the girls and guys are in, some of the stuff that I've done event-wise or participated in, things of that nature. There's a lot of stuff that people that I work with have done and accomplished over the last year or so. So it's exciting to kind of see some of those things, and hopefully more people will realize that there are talented people out there. They're new, and they're exciting. They should be paid attention to. They should be given a chance just like anybody else, just based on the fact that it is a new decade. You don't want to see those same people over and over again. It's that time to give these new people a chance, especially if they're willing to work. A lot of people are dedicated. They do what's necessary. They stay in shape. They take pictures. They come up with ideas to put themselves out there in a professional manner. They deserve a chance to be seen. And again, going back into my theme for the first hour show, non-information, one of the biggest deterrents of people wanting to do stuff is not getting enough information or not being told anything. You know, it can't be sufficient to be told, okay, well, just show up to this location at this time and then expect a whole bunch of people to show up. And if they do show up, it's not going to be the people that you want to see. It's going to be just people who are just there to just be there. It's not going to be anybody there with a purpose to know what's going on with an opportunity. And that's what counts nowadays. So if you give people information, you respect their time and energy, and that it took them time to get ready and come to see you, at the very least, give them information. Let them know what's really going on. See, I have a couple of other callers out here. I don't recognize this one number. Let me see who's on the line, see if we can talk to them tonight. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Who might this be?
Carmela.
Hey, it's Carmela Besa. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Sorry, I was working out.
Huh?
I was working out.
Oh, you were working out. Oh, see, there. And actually, I was just talking about someone just like you, who there are dedicated models out there, and they stay in shape. So there you are working out. We actually did mention the photo shoot that you did the other day on the beach, and, you know, that pictures will be going up on that within the week or so. How'd your workout go?
Pretty good. It's pretty intense. Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, you threw me off there. So I was also telling the audience I was going to be doing my first hour-long show, and I'll have a longer time to interview some of the newer models that I have. So hopefully we'll be able to get you scheduled to talk 2-3 minutes for everybody about what you've been doing up till now and what you look forward to do for the rest of the year. What was I going to say? I just lost my thought. Today has been a crazy day so far, so I'm just trying to keep the show together today.
Okay.
But I really thank you for calling in. I didn't know if anybody had actually. I was trying to get some of the other girls to call in tonight for sure, because this might be the last test show. So I was going to try to get a couple of people to call, but so far hasn't really happened that much. So I probably will end up having to do at least one more test show either tomorrow or Wednesday. Just to kind of get the rest of the buzz out. I wanted to try to, you know, I told you I wanted to have like 10 people call in tonight and just see, you know, if I bounce somebody, what would happen. So I can't really bounce you because right now you're the only one on. Anyway.
Okay.
So exciting, right? Well, if anything, I'm glad you enjoyed your workout. Hopefully the rest of your day went okay or the rest of the evening will be okay. Also, since I got you on the line, tell everybody, I am going to be going to Atlanta probably within the near future, but there's a possibility that a lot of the models from Florida might be going up to Atlanta because I'm going back and forth with a possible opportunity up there, and Carmela Beso is one of the people I want to try to have travel up to Atlanta. It'll be the middle of February. So if anyone wants to get to meet some of these lovely young women, from the Florida area in Atlanta, Georgia soon, you know, keep on the watch. They might be on there. All right, well, Carmela, I'm going to probably let you go for now. I'm going to see if I can scramble up anybody else online. If anything, hit me up later, okay?
All right, Chris. Bye.
Bye. That is Carmela Beso that was on the line, y'all. She's actually from Colombia originally, so she's one of the new Latin models that I'll be working with this year, so I'm very excited to be working with her. Going over her photo shoot pictures from the beach, she really has some really classic poses going on. It has a nice sunset and everything, and they did a lot of water stuff. They braved the cold. That water was cold, too. And I think we got some really, really, really nice shots, as did Annalisa, who was also at that shoot. Amaryllis, she had a nice shoot from what I've heard as well. Haven't seen the pictures yet. Still waiting for them. But there's a lot of and Jerrica Lynn also shot at the beach the other day as well. So you'll see a whole bunch more, you know, beach shots. I haven't really had that up until now, so I'm really excited to see how those turned out. Again, make sure you hit me up on the email in regards to show topics or anything you want to know about the show. imtmworldwideradio@gmail.com. Be sure to look at live video for the radio show at youtube.com/IMTMCEO1. I've uploaded almost 12 videos from the trip in Fort Myers. You'll see Annalisa, Carmela Beso, a little bit of Jerrica Lynn, Krista Elise made an appearance. So you get to see a lot of the girls there. Of course, look at the MySpace pages, myspace.com/IMTMForever. And also myspace.com/IntellectATL. Of course, don't forget, I am going to be doing the TV show, Are You Talented? Prove It. Sometime this year, you can watch the pilot at the YouTube page that I just mentioned. There's so much stuff that I have coming up, and there's things that y'all don't know about that's coming up that I'm really excited about. And again, I have a lot of new models that I'm going to be working with, as well as the ones who've been working with me. So I'm excited to have them together. So please definitely, you know, if you know people in the industry that could use folks like me and the models that I'm working with, they're really hard workers, they're new, exciting, they're young, they're fresh, and they deserve an opportunity to be professional and to be used in the industry. So if you know anybody who needs me, definitely start giving me a plug. I'm going to start pubbing the show real hard soon, so a lot of people are going to hear about me soon. So I'm very hopeful that my professionalism will stand out and the girls' beauty will stand out, the guys', you know, dynamic energy will stand out when the guys do their action movies, hopefully this year or whatever they got planned. Wardell and his play, he does a lot of dramatic stuff. He can do comedy. He can rap. You know, he can do all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to let y'all go. with the theme music. Hopefully y'all tune in soon again. Peace.
The best.